MX Mobile. In the truck and I didn't catch your call. KN4VWA Mobile.
KE4VWA, I think it was. It's Whiskey 1 India Mike X-Ray. W1 IMX Mobile.
Today, this is Steve on this end.
Steve, name here is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie. And we're headed out to one of our weekly doctor's appointments this morning. I had to get up at 0:30 to get the sun to work because my wife had another doctor's appointment. So we're just getting on the road now.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's an early Monday. I do medical equipment for a living, and had a customer call in Friday afternoon at about 4:30. So, we need you. I said, well, I'm in Anderson. You going to stay around until about 7 o'clock? No, we're going home. Come Monday. So, I get down there today. Machine's working perfectly.
Usually the way it goes. You need something over the weekend or late at night or 0:30 in the morning. And by the time you get there, it's back to working the way it should be.
Computers involved in what I work with. And a lot of times, I tell folks, okay, walk over, shut the computer down, shut everything down, unplug it from the wall, wait 30 seconds, plug it back in, boot it back up, bring it all back up, and whatever the issue that they had created, it clears itself. So, I get by with a lot of reboots.
I have to use a CPAP machine at night, and it'll hiccup every once in a while. Usually it's just a bad connection or a crimped hose or something like that. But, you know, it almost always happens when you don't have access to a service call.
Yep, I know what you mean. I use one also. And they can really be nice. They can really be good. But, boy, they can be aggravating sometimes.
Yeah, I guess I've been using one for about 5 or 6 years now. I have to sleep in a recliner to keep myself slightly elevated when I sleep. So, took a long time to get used to it, but we're able to handle it now.
I've been using a CPAP since 2006. That's 15 years, gosh. And occasionally I'll travel out just an overnight and not take it. Man, I pay for it the next day.
Yeah, that is a pain. Anytime you got to travel, you got to take the stupid thing with you. And some places we've been trying to find distilled water for the thing is a pain, but I've looked at some of the smaller ones, and I just don't think it's worth the extra expense, as seldom as we travel.
I mean, that new job that they've got, it's just about the, I mean, it'll fit in the, it'll fit in my hand, and it's battery powered. Oh yeah, that thing is nice. The only problem is, since it's battery powered, if you're traveling the next day, how are you going to charge it?
Yeah, and most of them are bare bones. If you want anything extra to go with it, it's an extra charge. And like I say, we travel so seldom anymore. We just moved down here from the Washington, D.C. area about 3 months ago. And don't plan on doing any traveling anytime soon.
I hear you. Well, do you like like it down here?
Well, my wife is from Anderson, and I've been coming down here for the last 50 years, visiting friends and so forth, and we got married about 38 years ago, and she feels like she's coming home. I didn't leave anything in the D.C. area. I was up there because of work, and so she decided it was time to get out of Dodge, and we've been here since the end of August. And I like the area. I've had a piece of retirement property on Lake Hartwell we bought over 40 years ago. And we just put a new house up on it, and we're just waiting on the builder to finish up a few little things so that we can get moved in.
Congratulations, Ann. Welcome home. Yeah. Well, I just finished up with that job, and I am going to go do a little something for myself at the house. I'm going to go buy a load of mulch over here in Greer and see what I can't do about getting a little house sold that I'm trying to sell.
Yeah, that's the trouble with rental property. It's always something that needs doing. Yeah, we moved out here on... You know, the builder say so that he would meet his July 14th delivery date. Well, he didn't make it, and luckily we had a mobile home on the other end of the property, so we got some place to stay until he gets done, and yeah, we'll get moved in. We rented out my wife's place here for better part of 20 years until we finally got rid of it. It was just too much trouble to keep up with it long distance.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, so what was the builder's issue? Shortages of material?
Supply train issue, shortages of material, had some bad material. And my wife had a big island put in the kitchen, had a huge piece of granite on top of it, and it had some flaws in it that they tried to fill in and not say anything about, and so that has to be replaced. Just a bunch of other little stuff, and you know, late delivery. Some of it was not his doing, but contract says move in ready turnkey, and we're going to hold him to it.
Go. All right. Well, good luck with that. And I'm just about to pull up over here and try to get myself some mulch. I hope they're open. It's Monday. I hope there's not a supply chain issue on mulch. All right. Well, listen, Doc, you have a good day. And hope everything works out with your appointments. And hope it all goes well for you. 73s. And I'm going to bail out on you. KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. Appreciate the conversation. Got me about halfway to where I'm going anyway. And yeah, we just had the landscaping done just before it started raining. And about half of that washed away. So we had to get a lot of patch up and repair work done on that after the rain got out of here. Have a good morning. Good luck with the mulch. KN4VWA, W1IMX Mobile. Good morning.